Hey everyone, welcome back to Scrubs and Giggles. I'm Javier, and today we're diving into the wonderfully awkward world of ward rounds. You know, those moments when you're trying to sound smart but end up saying something completely ridiculous? Yeah, those.
Oh, I can't wait. It's like a game of who can embarrass themselves the most. I swear, every time I step into a room, I'm just waiting for the cringe to hit.
Right? I mean, I once called a patient by the wrong name twice, and it was a really unusual name too. I thought I was being all professional, but nope.
I swear, this actually happened to me once. I was in front of a whole team, and I confidently said, this patient has a case of the, what's that word again? Oh yeah, the pneumo-ultra-microscopic silico-vulcan-oconiosis. And the whole room just stared at me.
Oh man, that's a mouthful. I can just picture the faces. Like, did he just say that?
I'd probably just start laughing. But seriously, these moments are so relatable. They remind us that we're all human, even in the most serious of settings.
Exactly. And that's why we want to hear from you, our listeners. What's the most awkward thing you've ever said on a ward round? Send us your stories. We'll share some later in the show.
So buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride filled with laughter and maybe a few, oh no, did I really say that? Moments.
And remember, it's all about learning and growing, right? Let's get into it.
All right, let me kick things off with a little story. So picture this. I'm on my first ward round, right? I'm nervous, trying to impress everyone, and I'm standing there, ready to present my patient. I take a deep breath and confidently say, this patient has a case of, what's that thing? Oh yeah, spontaneous combustion.
Wait, what? Spontaneous combustion? That's a new one. I can't even imagine the look on everyone's faces.
Oh my gosh, I would have died. Did anyone correct you or were they just too stunned to speak?
They were stunned, all right. The attending just raised an eyebrow and said, I think you mean spontaneous pneumothorax. I was mortified, I swear. I thought I'd never live it down.
No kidding, but hey, at least you didn't set anyone on fire. That's a win in my book.
Right? I mean, it could have been worse. I once mixed up a patient's name with a character from a soap opera. I called Mr. Johnson Stefan, and he looked at me like I just insulted his entire family.
Oh wow, that's rough. Did you try to recover or just let it go?
I tried to recover. I said, sorry, I just binge-watched too many episodes last night, but he wasn't having it. I think I might have lost a bit of credibility there.
That's a classic. It's amazing how these moments can feel so huge at the time, but they also teach us to be more careful with our words.
Spot on. It's all about learning from those cringeworthy moments, right? They make us better communicators in the long run.
Exactly. And they give us great stories to share later.
So, I've got a story that still makes me cringe. Picture this. I'm in the middle of a ward round and I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm presenting a patient with a complex case and I'm trying to sound all knowledgeable. Then I accidentally say, this patient has a severe case of diarrhea of the mouth.
Wait, did you really say that? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. What did everyone do?
Well, the attending just looked at me deadpan and said, I think you mean excessive talking, Grace. I wanted to disappear.
I swear, that's classic. But hey, at least you didn't mix up a medical term with a food item. I once said a patient had chicken pox instead of chronic cough. Can you imagine?
Oh no, did anyone catch that?
Oh, they caught it all right. The whole team burst out laughing, and I was just standing there, red-faced. It's like my brain just hit a wall.
That's the beauty of these moments, though. They remind us that we're all learning and that it's okay to mess up sometimes.
Fair point. I mean, if we can't laugh at ourselves, what's the point? It's all part of the journey.
Right on. Plus, these stories make for great icebreakers later on. Hey, remember that time I confused chickenpox with a cough?
Exactly. And it teaches us to communicate better. We've got to be clear. Especially when it comes to patient care.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, I think we're all in this together, right?
All right, folks. We've had some epic stories so far. I mean, who knew ward rounds could be such a comedy show? From spontaneous combustion to chickenpox blunders, it's been a wild ride.
No kidding. It's amazing how we can turn our most embarrassing moments into something we can laugh about. I think we're all learning that it's okay to mess up sometimes.
Exactly. And it's comforting to know we're not alone in these awkward situations. I mean, if we can't laugh at ourselves, what's the point?
Speaking of which, don't forget to send us your stories. We want to hear about your most cringe-worthy moments on Ward Rounds. You can share them on our social media or through our website.
And while you're at it, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. We've got more hilarious content coming your way, and you won't want to miss it.
Yeah, we're just getting started, and trust me, the second half is packed with even more laughs and lessons. Stay tuned. So, I've got a story that's a little wild. I was on a ward round with a patient who was really sweet, but also very chatty. I mean, she could talk for hours. Anyway, she started sharing her life story, and I was trying to be polite and listen. Then, out of nowhere, she says, "And that's how I got my pet iguana, Mr. Snuggles."
Mr. Snuggles? That's a name. What did you do?
I tried to keep a straight face, but I ended up laughing. I said, "That's adorable. I hope he doesn't get jealous of your doctor." The whole team just stared at me, and I thought, oh no, did I just cross a line?
Oh man, that's priceless. But honestly, who wouldn't want a pet iguana named Mr. Snuggles? It's hard to be serious when you've got that kind of imagery in your head.
Right, but then the patient looked at me and said, "He's actually very supportive during my appointments." I couldn't help but think, well, that's a new one. I've never had a patient bring their pet to a consult.
I swear, that actually happened. It's moments like these that remind us to keep things light. Patients appreciate humor, especially when they're feeling vulnerable.
Spot on! It's all about building rapport. If Mr. Snuggles can help with that, then he's doing his job.
Exactly. And it taught me that sometimes the best medicine is a little laughter.
So true. Just goes to show that even in serious settings, we can find joy and connection.
And who knows, maybe we should start a trend. Therapy animals in the hospital.
So let me share a moment that still haunts me. I was in a ward round, and I was feeling pretty confident, maybe too confident. I had just finished my presentation, and the attending asked if I had any questions for the patient. I thought I'd be clever and said, "So how's your bowel movement today?"
Oh no, did you really ask that? What did the patient say?
The patient just blinked at me, and then the whole team burst into laughter. I was mortified. I meant to ask about their overall health, but somehow my brain just went off the rails.
That's hilarious, but also I can totally see how that could happen. Sometimes the pressure gets to you and you end up saying the most random things.
Right? I swear this actually happened. The attending just shook his head and said, "Let's keep it professional, shall we?" I wanted to disappear.
Fair point. But honestly, it's moments like these that remind us to be careful with our words. Communication is key, especially in patient care.
So true. It's all about finding the right balance between being personable and professional. I think we've all had our fair share of slip-ups.
Spot on. And hey, at least it makes for a great story later. I can just imagine telling my future patients, "Don't worry, I once asked a patient about their bowel movements."
That's the spirit. If we can laugh about it, we're doing something right.
All right, it's time for our rapid-fire round. We've got some listener-submitted awkward moments, and we're going to react to them on the spot. Ready?
Bring it on. I'm excited to hear what our listeners have experienced.
This is going to be fun. Let's do it.
Okay, first up. I once walked into a patient's room and accidentally called them by the name of my dog. What do you think?
Oh no, that's a classic mix-up. I can just imagine the patient's face, like, "I'm not Fido."
Right? I'd probably laugh it off, but I'd also feel so embarrassed. But hey, it's a great icebreaker.
Spot on. All right, next one. During a presentation, I accidentally said cough syrup instead of cough reflex. Hello?
Oh gosh, that's a slip. I can just picture the attending's reaction. Are we prescribing syrup now?
That's hilarious, but honestly, who wouldn't want a sweet cough syrup? It's all about keeping it light.
Next up, I once told a patient to take a deep breath right before I accidentally knocked over a tray of instruments.
Oh no, that's a disaster waiting to happen. I can just see the chaos unfolding.
Yikes. But hey, at least the patient got a good laugh out of it.
Last one. I was so nervous during a ward round that I accidentally called my attending mom.
Oh wow, that's a bold move. I'd be mortified, but also it's kind of sweet.
That's adorable, but I definitely need to find a new rotation after that.
Right on. Thanks for sharing those, everyone. Remember, we're all in this together, and laughter is the best medicine. Wow, what a ride it's been today. We've shared some truly hilarious and awkward moments from the ward rounds. I mean, who knew that talking about bowel movements could lead to such laughter?
Right? It's been a great reminder that we're all human, and it's okay to mess up sometimes. Those slip-ups can actually bring us closer to our patients and colleagues.
And let's not forget the importance of humor in healthcare. It helps break the ice and makes those tough moments a little lighter.
Spot on. So to all our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our stories as much as we enjoyed sharing them.
And remember, if you have your own awkward moments to share, we want to hear them. Send them our way through social media or our website.
Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We've got more laughter and learning coming your way in future episodes.
Next time, we'll dive into another topic that's sure to bring out the giggles, so stay tuned.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through the ups and downs of med school. Until next time, keep smiling and keep laughing.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, here's to more stories and more laughs. Bye, everyone. A sure cheery day, everyone.